So this morning, I just want you to know that I love you guys, okay? Even you. Matthew, especially Matthew. Okay, so what I decided is that I want to bless you this morning with some special gifts that I've brought, okay? So first of all, did anybody leave home in a rush this morning and not have breakfast? Josie, would you like to come forward and receive your special gift? Now, I also was in a bit of a rush this morning, okay? So I didn't have time to finish my toast. So,
hold that for me a sec.
Now, do you take sugar?
No.
Right, I also just managed to have a couple of swigs of my tea. So there you go. You go and enjoy that. You're welcome. Am I making you feel really special?
No.
You can please some people, can't you? Right. Okay, so who likes Brazil nuts? Right, Josh, are you happy to come forward? No. Who else likes Brazil nuts? Come on, let's... Noah. Up you come. Right, now I've got some Brazil nuts for you. Now, I spent quite a long time, okay, probably about an hour and a half last night, sucking all the chocolate off. All right? So, enjoy. Do you feel special?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, you feel special. Great. Now, have we got any littlies that like Smarties? I can't. Charlie, come on down. Come and get your prize. Oh, I'm going to feel really bad now. Oh, my goodness. I think I might have got a bit carried away last night when I was going through these Smarties. Hold your hand out, Charlie. Maybe two hands. Both hands together. Oh, how many are in there?
One, two, three.
There's a little bit more than that. How many? Can you count them? One,
two,
three. Three. Do you feel special?
Yeah.
Now, you could have had a whole tube, couldn't you? But I'm sorry, when I opened them, I just couldn't stop. Thank you. And my very last, very special gift. Who likes jelly babies? Ebby, you like jelly babies? Up you come. Come and get your lovely prize. Now, I don't know what it is about jelly babies, but whenever I see one, I just can't help but bite the heads off.
Enjoy. Bye.
There might be one or two whole ones in there. I'm not sure. So, what is the point of this? Well, the point is that if I want to bless you, okay, I need to give you something good, don't I? It's no good giving you kind of, you know, the things that I don't really want, my half-eaten toast or my sucked chocolate off Brazil nuts. You know, I need to try and give you the best, don't I? If I were to invite you round for a meal and you sat down at the table and I opened up the fridge and got out a plate of half-eaten food and put that down in front of you and said, you know, I cooked this last night and I couldn't eat it all, so I thought, you know, you'd probably enjoy it now. I don't think you'd be that impressed, would you really? You probably wouldn't accept another invite to come round. And so that kind of got me thinking about worship, that when we worship, we need to give God our best. And sometimes giving our best costs a bit, doesn't it? You know, so if we invite you guys round for dinner, you know, we're going to kind of pull out all the stops. hopefully, and make your evening as good as possible. You know, go shopping and get all the nicest stuff and get Jean-Philippe to cook rather than me. You know, all that kind of stuff. And that's what it's like when we worship. We need to be willing to give God the best that we have. So here endeth the tale.